somebody can correct me if they're riding, excuse me, if they're believing in their
marriage.
No. I'm talking about the people that stormed
the Capitol.
If they're believing in their premise.
Mm-hmm.
And some people would say that it was because of their belief in this guy.
Yeah.
So would he say something about it?
I don't think he would. He probably said, don't do it. He probably told him to stand down or something. He probably like, yo, don't do that.
I think he hyped it up the day before.
But
I think he hyped it up days prior to it.
But Mikey, it was other people out there with sense enough to say, I'm not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
They heard the same speech.
That would be an impeachable statement if he actually said that. He
didn't, of course.
There's no audio
right. proof. It would have been a coup. They would have said he tried to stage a coup.
Well, it was his last day in office.
Mm-hmm. So either take over. Now, they have a general that came out and said that he will not be surprised if eventually that our military, this is a ex-colonel slash general, something like this. He's retired now. He's not in the military anymore, but said that he will not be shocked if the U.S. military does take over, that the U.S. military stages a coup and retransforms the government.
And retransforms the government. Those are words of Mikey. This is Fact Check in his podcast. I'm glad you guys are tuning in right now. Very important announcement. Mikey just got a very confidential email. Was it an email or was it a page on your pager?
It's a page on my pager.
He got a page on his pager. 911 or 944? G14 classified.
He cannot confirm or deny.
Or deny.
You heard it. So Fact Check this podcast first here. I'm Rico Jackson. I got Mikey, Crazy Mikey in the building. Superman CSC, Caitlin. Mikey has classified information.
Classified.
Again, fact check everything that we say, but this is classified information.
Fact check it.
Mikey, what's happening?
Man, you better get ready for it. Trump, DeSantis, 2024.
Trump, you heard it here first. Trump, DeSantis, 2024.
It's coming. That's what they're setting up for. And to be honest,
you working the campaign for him?
What I don't understand is I was talking to somebody the other day, and we were just talking about Biden being in office in general. And they're like, man, when he said it, he was like, man, he's like, Biden's done a whole, man, he's been doing this for a minute now. I'm like, I kind of got shocked. I was like, what do you mean he's been doing this?
Doing what?
Being president. Like, he's been president for a minute. He's been running shit. He's got shit back on track. I was like, how long has he been president?
Gas kind of high right now.
Yeah. So it's grocery. Cigarettes go up next week, 15 cents.
I don't care about cigarettes. I can't sell them.
That's because of shipment or that's because of
inflation.
Oh, okay.
So my thing is when I was talking to this dude, he's like, yeah, he's been doing this, he's doing that, he's been there for a minute. How long has he been there? What do you mean? Like, he's been there. Like, what do you mean? Like, he's been president for a long time. I'm like, he was vice president for a while, for two different, he was vice president for two different,
two terms.
What do you mean this time? And he didn't get what I was getting. I was like, bro, Biden's only been president for like 11 months. He's just now coming up on his year.
Yeah.
And this just now. Like, he's got three more years. This is the first year that we just finished. And I don't even feel like this first year, I don't know what's been done.
It seems longer than that. It
seems way longer.
I thought it was like the second year. It seemed like it was the second year almost. But I really don't follow. Like,
he's been fucking shit up since he got in office.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've been trying to see what the change was that's coming. Second, I've been wondering where our vice president's been at. As far as what she does.
What you mean what she do?
What she does.
She's been on the God Honest Truth.
What's that?
Well, there we go.
She was on the show.
You heard it first. Yeah.
A podcast? A TV show?
I'm being serious.
A TV show?
Yeah.
Okay. That was your boy got it.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Then they kind of get have a little heated look.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, I heard that told us, Kamala said something to her. Like, what was it that she said? She got mad about something.
Well... Because the host asked who's running the office.
That's right.
Yeah. So, and he named names, and she felt offended. Well, excuse me, I ain't going to say what she felt.
Mm-hmm.
It appeared to seem that she felt offended by the way that she responded.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I heard that. So she did. I would say, if I had to bet, she was a little perturbed. She didn't appreciate it, I can guarantee. I understand that. She didn't appreciate it. She stopped and composed herself. And I can respect that because that's what I teach. Before you react, she caught herself. She took that breath. She said,
listen. We all know that.
And you know what? To be honest, you're right. That takes a lot of composure to do that. It takes a second when you're in frame about to say something and you stop yourself. It takes a lot of composure. I respect that. But I mean, I also understand she's the first woman vice president. She's the first woman to hold the highest, position in office.
Are you saying that she's being judged by that, and that's why everybody's depending upon her actions? Not depending, but
I think when people elected Biden as president, I feel a lot of people felt like they were electing Kamala Harris.
You think so?
100%.
So you think she's running the country?
Not at all.
I don't think anyone's running it.
Hey. Crypto runs the country. Crypto runs the world.
Yeah.
Crypto runs the world.
Everything. I mean, I just think it's weird.
Congress is running.
Shiba Inu.
Congress isn't running the country. I mean, Congress, the House, they just come up with laws. They change laws every year, and they raise their pay rates every year. That's all they do. They give themselves raises every 2 years.
But the laws is what's taking people down and giving people free, right?
Free, yeah. I don't think laws have anything to do with freedom. I think laws are more constricting than anything.
I didn't use the word freedom.
Oh, I thought you said freedom. Fact check me.
Yeah.
I just think it's.
What did you say?
I said the laws is what
makes us more free.
No. Keeping people down and letting people free.
Letting people free.
Letting people free.
That's freedom.
So what is that? Letting people free.
So out of jail. Some people, it's according to the judicial system, some people get off. Some people got to do the time. Some people get the shine.
That's true. Mikey, your flashlight on. What, you working for the police? Why is your flashlight on, bro?
Sorry, bro.
Man, you been acting real fishy lately, man. Check this guy, man. Make sure you got no wire on you. A lot of people going to jail around you.
I know, man.
You know a lot I'm of
trying
criminals
to clean
too.
Up the streets, bro.
You're doing a good job of it.
I know.
How much you get paid to be a CI?
$2 an hour.
Yeah, right. You did have that Rolex on your wrist.
I got that Rolex from you. That's broken now. The fucking spin fell off. It don't even work. If you're listening to me now, don't buy a Rolex from Rico Jackson.
So what are you actually doing? What are you doing?
No, I'm not going to lie. It's a good watch. I fucked it.
What are you doing? Labor work?
I told him
in the
to do what he did to it. Say what?
I said, was he doing labor work?
He was doing labor work in the watch. It's not a labor watch, you know, he be mopping floors and whatever he be doing.
You gotta change the band for that. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, you gotta get a sports band on that. How do you lose the spinner?
Because
he played with a fidget.
I be spinning.
Do you have insurance on it?
Yeah, I got an insurance plan through B for $20 a month.
I got you, B.
Bet. Start my first payment today.
Hey, listen, man.
Let me see
this watch. I have high quality.
Then you go hit me with all your deductibles.
Because everything else is working fine. I just don't. It's still not ticking. It's still sweeping.
It's ticking.
The second hand still sweeps. It does not tick. That's the main thing about it. It ain't ticking. This is a
Yeah, it's sweeping.
It's sweeping, man. It's got scratches all on the glass. We've been dropping it.
He said he committed labor actions.
Dude, how you got scratches all on the...
I be working with it, bro.
It's like you got paint chips on it. Like you've been rubbing up against a... What is it?
I've been hitting it on metal and everything, bro. Dude, working with it.
What are you doing?
I know. Don't ever wear a watch when you go to work.
I shouldn't have sold you this watch, man.
I messed it up.
This is one of my nicest watches. I didn't have... You know what? Hey, Merry Christmas, man. You know what? I'll get you another one.
I appreciate it.
I get it for your birthday.
Yeah, I'll just wear this as my work watch.
That's your work watch now. It's still a nice watch, but it just...
I'm not getting as many compliments as I first did.
Yeah, I see why. You damaged it. You banging around.
So do you guys think that, watches are based upon their name or how they're designed?
Ooh, nice.
Well, I will say it's one thing is the name, but another thing is also the quality of the mechanics that goes into
how they're designed. That's what I said. Do you think
they're... Well, it's 50-50, my opinion.
Oh, okay.
Because the name, you can have a really... You can have a well-mechanically made design.
So why does the name matter? Because if you can have a name and it's not designed properly, then you don't like it.
I think
it's not worth anything.
I think,
right?
I think when people
is that what you're saying? I'm asking.
No.
I think when people see a watch, well, they think questions. Business. Well, Mike, like, it's a business thing. I think when people see a watch, it's like a business thing. You know, like you're business oriented.
Depending
like
who you talk to.
Yeah, certain people, like they might just see a watch on you and like maybe address you in a whole completely different
That's
way.
That's true.
People do that off looks in general anyways, off
you That's know, true.
Random ass shit.
So you care about what people think?
I mean, I would say to an extent I care about what people think for sure. Yeah, because that's me as a person. But that's because of my childhood, the way I was raised. Mm. So that shit sucks. But yeah, I mean, it's the people that have like the most control, I think, like not even so much control or like have, you know, a sense of duty or they have ownership or something. People that work for them a lot, like it's, I think they watch you, like, you know, like my job, like at that show with Harry, like I feel like he watches me more, but not everybody is able to be right next to the owner, you know, 5 days out of the week working, you know, of course he's going to watch you, right?
Yeah. Make sure you ain't stealing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So do you guys care about what people think?
About me personally,
well, yeah,
only the people I care about. Other people, I don't really give a shit.
I care about more about it. How I present myself to
yeah,
people.
Yeah, yeah,
true.
Because
yeah,
I'm going to present myself like, in a way that I want to be
verbally or physically,
both.
Yeah,
I suck verbally.
No, I want to make sure that I'm comfortable with how I present myself to whoever.
Right? So you feel like you need to look a certain type of way for you to feel comfortable around people.
That no, saying? That's not what I said. What
I'm
I
asking
said
you.
Is,
when
no,
I said, when I said you. Physically, that's what I meant.
No, that's what I'm trying to tell you what okay. I said. What I said was, I'm going to make sure me feel comfortable whatever situation I'm going into to whoever I'm presenting myself to. I may not know who I'm going to present myself to. So I'm presenting myself to the situation.
I understand.
Whether you
yeah.
may look and say, why does this nigga got on a t-shirt and this bitch, we got everybody on buttoned up. I'm not going to care. Because I'm comfortable for the situation.
Right,
yeah.
But somebody else be like, "Damn, I should have wore a t-shirt."
So I'm confused.
So I don't care what you think.
Okay, yeah,
but I care about what I think.
Right. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
That wasn't the question, but now you let me know.
Yeah,
you care about what you think.
Yeah, but what
you
I
don't
think.
Care about what other people think.
No,
about but, anything. No, because yeah. she no because no yeah, quite a bit, no yeah. because Caitlin said she cares about what people think that she loves.
That she cares about
or cares about.
Yeah.
You said love or care?
Both.
Okay. Because they're two different words. I didn't know.
I mean, if I care, I love.
Okay. So you care about your job?
Yeah. I love my job.
Okay. That's great. So we got that down. So that's you're not saying what she's saying?
No.
Okay.
I don't care about my job. I don't care about job like me.
No. People that you love, you care about what they think?
No.
Or things that you love or whatever.
I care about how I present myself to them. If they how they take it, yeah. I can't care.
Not
about
your physical.
Not my physical or my mental.
Okay.
Nothing about I can't.
I thought you said you care about.
I care about how I present myself to them. How they take
it. What does that mean?
My mother don't want me drinking probably.
Okay.
Can I care about her feelings? That's her feelings. I can you know what? I won't drink in front of you.
Oh, you care about okay. That okay.
So
I get
present
it.
Myself to you. I'm not gonna come to you blast it like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna do that to you, but don't. If you get upset at me killing a whole body at my house, that's your problem. I don't care about how you feel about what I do at my house.
Yeah, I agree with that. Because okay. My mom doesn't like that I drink or smoke, but like I drink and smoke, so
you know, yeah,
it is what it is. But
and you told your mom you had a whole box of wine the other night too.
Yeah, she's like okay. She but see that's the funny thing is she's like double standard. She doesn't care about wine, and, but if it's liquor and she's like just one drink. Like,
guess what I learned that her mom loves to spend money on. I found this out a month ago. And I was like, for years, you know, being with Caitlin, I was like, you know her mom, like, she's like real funny OCD, like loves
very
her daughter,
OCD.
Cares about her, overprotecting, right? I always kind of wondered, like, she goes to Publix all the time, spends like hundreds of dollars every day.
Yeah.
Man, what do you spend your money on?
Yeah,
what do you every day and spend hundreds. Like
she does though.
You can. Like if you want to, I guess you can, right? But I mean like no, like you know, Publix every day spend $300-$400. She's like, oh, I buy scratch offs at Publix. I'm like, oh, that's your now I figured out the one thing that Caitlin's Caitlin's mom likes. Oh, yeah,
for real, she'll call me and be like, "Oh my god, what does he play?"
Tell them play that.
I'm like, I don't know.
So next time, you know, when Caitlin's mom comes down, I just hop in the car with, "Oh, we'll stop over here, get some scratch offs." She's like, "Oh yeah, I'm like, "Yeah, get this one and get this one."
Yeah, all right,
now this one's mine that we won. You get this one for 10. I get this one for 100.
All of them gonna be bust.
We're gonna replay yours. I'll hold the cash. Okay.
Right. I'm hustling my mama. Thank you.
They all bust.
Get out of here.
I won't buy no cars Mikey told me to buy.
No. So it's not, and it's not a good idea.
No.
And I won $200 this weekend. The morning I went in.
Give me back my 20.
I went in on the 29th, New Year's, or 31st, on New Year's Eve. Went in the morning, bought a ticket for $10, hit 100. Came in on New Year's Day. First thing I did was buy a ticket for $10, hit 100. I hit $200 back to back both days. I said, that's a good day.
So is that because you work there?
I just know the rules. I know the way they'll play.
He gambles at 7-Eleven, though, really.
Oh, yeah?
Yes,
you don't gamble at his job.
What are the rules? I'll buy tickets at my job here, like, because I don't want to.
While he's at work, probably.
Yeah, well, here's my thing. I don't want to fuck up other people. Like, when they're coming in as customers and they're shopping and they're buying lottery tickets, I'm not going to let them buy a ticket and I buy the next one. I could do that. I could play the odds off of you and steal your money. But I'm not going to do that because I would feel
guilty. You really stealing the money?
You're not right. They don't hit. But I'm saying, though, I have like regulars that will come in and they'll buy back to back to back. Like, they'll stay in the store and keep playing.
That's what you do.
So, like, if you know, like Gary, for instance, you know, he comes in, he plays all $30. If I see him play on an odd that's one out of three, he buys $30 tickets. He buys two of them. You don't hit. Oh, this next one probably hit. I could just buy this $30 ticket. I probably got a guaranteed winner.
Same thing he said. The next one. The next one.
But I'll wait till they all leave, and I'll be like, okay, so he stopped here. Let me get this one. Okay, and he stopped here. Let me get this one.
I usually hit a scammer.
I mean, you're just playing the system.
And then be looking for the one they got that little extra line. There's somebody with a little extra line on it. See the little extra line on the corner? The white line.
Does it have the white line?
And it does. Look, that's the one I hit on this weekend was a white line.
Look, it got the white line.
I'm so suit right now.
I told him the white line. It's off of the printer.
I got the storm cloud. Pay out $100.
Showing the white line.
Look at the white line on the top. You know, they hit $100. Hey. Listen, I think it had
that's
a white line.
That's
too.
Why Bethel got him the slot machine.
I got slot machine.
But the other one, then that's just the next day. I came in, got this ticket.
White line.
$100 for $10. No white line, though. Mm.
So that the white line don't matter then. So your theory is busted.
You don't know yet.
No, it's busted.
You gotta win something.
I win a lot. I would see which one. I win a lot on the white line. No. I ain't gonna lie.
How many duds you got next to you with white lines on them? You leave your little trash bin over there.
Let's see how much money I got right here. 10, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 22.
That's like 200 billion.
28, 30.
Shiba Inus right now.
$34 I lost.
$34. You know how much crypto I can buy $34 right now?
That's not all, but there's still two more.
Yeah, those are all dollar tickets.
So no.
$34.
But now, out of that $34,
$34.
Yeah,
it said
30.
I'm talking about some other than she.
60, 70,
80.
Oh, yeah.
I about to say, I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, one of the other ones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm about to say, I know. Unless you know something I don't know, because if they drop down that low, I need to get some right now.
Well, give me $1 billion right now.
Yeah, what is? What? I know crypto was down a couple days ago. Like,
crypto ain't never down.
Ooh, Bitcoin's crypto down 1.1% today.
Crypto, Bitcoin never down. Mm. You can look at the chart.
The Wolverine was up 20.
Bro, imagine ETH was at 1100 back in like June. It was at 1100. It's at 3800 now. Holding.
You should have bought one. You would have had $2,000 profit. And you would have went to the casino and lost it all. Back down to 1100.
Yeah. Shiba came down, just waving.
33 or 34.
But the craziest part about Shiba, you know what? It's 1 year boost. This is the craziest part. Since all time low,
he ain't even got no sheep.
It's like
got some.
It's literally up 600 million%.
And yeah, that's why I say crypto is never down.
600 million% it's up.
33 or 34.
So all since all time low.
No, I know how that goes. What is the number?
It looks like it's like 42 million in 1 year. It's up 42 million points.
Yeah, 45 million%.
Percent.
It's crazy. What's the price right now? I'm gonna keep asking you.
It's 3397.
33. I just told you that, but yeah.
I might buy some more. Yeah. I thought Mike didn't even have any sheep.
I don't have sheep. don't have Sheed.
But he just
told Elongate.
He just told you that. Go look at Elongate.
The numbers are not the same.
No, what is up for the year? What is up for the year?
Since all
time, I bet it's not 45 million.
Since all time low, we're up 75,643%.
75,000%.
We're up.
Compared to 45,000,000%. But and you don't hold any sheep?
Elongate.
You don't hold any sheep?
Elongate just came out in May.
I see why you keep buying scratch
of last year it just came out. So it's just coming up on its first year. Sheep 75,000%. Not even a year yet. That's
sheep
good,
is the same thing. Sheep is coming up. Sheep is past its first
so
year.
So I'm banking on Elongate doing the same thing. So I'm holding all my tokens right
I'm
now.
I'm not telling you to sell.
As soon as it boosts, I'll probably have 20, 30, 40, 50K.
I'm easily not telling you to sell.
If it goes up.
I'm not telling you to sell. All I'm telling you is, why would you hold Elongate and you don't hold any sheep looking
holding,
at the numbers?
I'm holding in what I believe in.
Why would you buy scratch offs and you're not buying sheep looking at the numbers?
Because I'm hitting on that. Like right now.
You're not hitting 45,000,000%.
My Elongate.
You're not
now.
Hitting 45 million percent.
But I have 121,090,000.
That ain't nothing.
517 Elongate.
That's
tokens.
Nothing.
So when it takes off, that's nothing. And it will eventually.
That's nothing.
Because all crypto is really taking off. And Elongate is.
Listen to me. We got an expert in
Elongate. Oh, my fault. So Elongate is the charity crypto.
Nobody
right
cares
now.
About charity.
Okay, you can say
nobody
that.
Nobody looking for a handout.
He says nobody cares about charity.
We ain't giving
but
no
what
handouts.
Do most people make their money off of and when they're getting shit going are charities.
Their
people
own,
always.
Their own charity.
Yeah, their own
I'm
charity.
I'm telling you.
It's no, a money grab.
You asked me a question.
I'm telling
tell
you.
Tell them what it is against who?
Their own charity.
Exactly.
Okay, they all right. It. So tell me this. Tell me this.
Money grab.
Tell me this. Elongate has Kimball Musk. Elon Musk.
Who's Kimball Musk?
Who's it? Elon Musk's brother.
I don't know him.
It's Kimball Musk.
I never met him.
They're supported by Hunger Against Humanity. They have all the major charities backing them.
I've never seen they sign in public at the register.
It is. It's on their online. It's on the white pages. You can see all of it. It's public.
I said public.
Public.
I never seen that public saying donate to their charity.
Yeah, but that's because Elongate, when you see the shit that they're doing, they do it in other countries. The money that they, the things that they say they're going to do, they're actually doing.
So you can never physically see it.
They're on ocean cleanup.
So you can never physically see it. That's what you're telling me.
No, they do it. They show videos. They have videos they post every week where they're going, what they're doing.
You can
which
personally
could be fake.
Never physically.
Well, sure, I know a lot of people make videos.
Thank
that
you.
For
fake,
sure, it could be fake.
Money
it could be fake.
They said, you know, 50 Cent, Curtis Jackson, you know, he makes a lot of money. He has different shows. He also went bankrupt.
What happens to crypto?
Depends on the chapter. Depends on what chapter did he file. May not be him individually, or he got money in his businesses, so we're not disrespecting him.
Right.
But he said when the judge asked him, you taking pictures next to a bathtub with a whole bunch of money. Oh, that's fake money. I
fake
just did
money.
That to keep going. So you're talking about he was making videos. I'm saying he made a video.
Yeah.
He made a video.
Yeah.
With fake money. So people making these other videos.
Well, see, I didn't even know that. Like, is that
oh, you did it?
Is that for real? Like,
you didn't know 50 had called it a pump and dump?
No, I'm saying so like I knew about that. I knew about that.
Same thing. Why Elon wouldn't do it.
But I didn't know about like him really in court out like, oh no, that's fake money.
Well, you know that he filed for bankruptcy.
I'm not saying that I believe.
I
don't know about him filing for bankruptcy, no.
Okay, I thought you knew that. Mm-hmm. No, you really did. After the thing, I'm not going to say this is the reason. But around the time when he had the thing going on with Rick Ross's child's
I remember that.
And then she was suing him for like $7 mm-hmm. million or yeah. a number.
Right.
You know, he said, I'm not paying that.
Yeah.
You know, because she won the case. And not saying that he filed bankruptcy because of that. But I don't know if it's chapter 11 because I know it's different.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
chapter
no.
Seven,
no,
chapter
no.
11,
I know the
chapter
different
12.
Chapter. No, the things in between on what you don't have to pay.
Chapter
right.
8K,
so,
verse 47.
When he filed that, so he said, my money that I physically individually have
mm-hmm.
is not that much. My businesses are doing well.
Right.
That was his comment.
Right.
These are his words. They're not mine.
Right.
You can fact check that.
Fact check it.
So that's what's going on with that. So when he said that, he made a video next to some money that he claimed that was not real. It was just
prop money.
You know,
prop money
for the public.
Right.
To promote his brand.
Okay.
So the way that you're speaking about in product
Elongate
promoting their brand
through charity, right?
So that is, we can't say that's the same thing.
color money.
Because we don't know either way.
We don't know.
Because
we
everybody know. Thought fit, that was real money because we're putting it against with him. That's real money. But when he got called on it,
right?
He told the judge, but now it could have been real
but
money.
But see, elongate. I'm just banking on it to be something that
you want
to
believe.
I believe in it. Right. Yeah. Exactly. I believe in
every project.
The judge believed it too, and that's why they asked.
Let's go.
Fact check that.
That's funny shit, bro. I love it.
So, it's always one person believing.
He said the judge believed it too. Oh, Elongate to the moon, baby. Hey,
I'm not Elon going to the moon. He got a rocket ship, supposedly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Elon going to the moon. Elongate riding with him. Woo, charity to the moon.
So do you have Dogecoin as well?
No, I've got Elongate or
Baby Doge.
I got Elongate. I got BNB. I got Binance, and I got a little bit of ETH.
Binance has a coin, or just
yeah, you can buy the Binance coin. It's pricey right now. They're like 400 maybe for something. But my question to Mikey is like,
he's a rich guy.
Nah, he probably didn't buy a whole. He probably bought 10 of them. You know,
so maybe 40,000.
One second, maybe. I don't know.
No, 4,000.
He might be cashing out. All right, stay one. He be what his workers calling. Hey, boss. A lot of machines down. Somebody's complaining about scam tickets that the whole lot of the scam. Hey, I didn't say
what that. What is this? This liquid right now?
That's know. Mikey dropped off the thing on the thing spilled out.
I keep seeing them. I'm like, yeah. Hey, what is this hanging now? Is that a heating pad?
No, that's the massage pad. The massage chair thingy. But like I said to the Mikey, I look at it. He keep telling me about the elongate. I'm like, I was gonna buy some. It made it to Bitmart, but I'm like, the numbers just ain't adding up. Like it been out too long, and it's like $50,000 market cap. So like 50,000, who invested? One person?
So it's based upon numbers for you.
When it comes to that, numbers and what it's doing. Because
I'm saying, because you bought into what is it, the porn coin.
Yeah.
The numbers wasn't like not like the Elon.
Again, the numbers and the vision of what the coin actually does. That's why I ain't buying no Doge. Well, no any more Doge. No, because it has no purpose to it. It's just a fun thing to say you got. The porn coin.
Purpose meaning what it's created for.
Yeah. Like, what is it going to do? Like, why would somebody say, oh, let me do that? I don't mind taking sheep payments on my website. You pay me in sheep all day. I take it. It has a purpose to it. I know that looking at where it's at right now, over the past 3 months, it's been stable.
What do you call stable?
It's
dropping between 5 and going up 5, because that's what it's been.
Yeah, like fluctuating between a 5%, 5 to 10% swing on a daily basis. Not even on a daily basis, even probably lower than that. But again, it's considered a high volatility coin. So 5 to 10% on a daily basis, that's pretty stable to me, because I'd rather 5 to 10 than 75 to 100 and never come back. And it's been doing it consistently since it's done dropped. So
do you believe in the theory of 3 to 5 years that can potentially blow up, or you think that blow up meaning penny and above, or do you think that it's going to be sooner than that?
I think it's sooner before we see a penny. I think 2022 going to be big. I think we're going to be close to a penny, if not a penny 2022. So you think
the market on it is aggressive?
Yeah, very. Because everybody want to get out of the dollar, and everybody want to start the FOMO. And then when that market crash, when the regular stocks and the bonds start, and these big corporations can't pay them people in retirement money, or when everybody cash their 401k out, and where all the money going, or the people say, oh, I got no money in my 401k, because the people that stole your money, where you go next? Crypto, something stable.
So you don't believe in 401k?
Nah, I hate 401k.
Why don't you believe in it?
I'm giving somebody else control of my money, and then they're going to tell me like a parent, you ain't doing enough chores this week. You ain't getting nothing. F out of here.
So you think you should invest your own money?
Invest your own money. Mm-hmm. If you're not smart enough to do it, then get on YouTube. YouTube University, the best way to do it. You can't listen to everybody, but
how do you be a person that's let's say not a connoisseur, but a high, advanced level participant in watching YouTube and be able to pick out what's the best advice. Because if you could pick out what's the best advice, that means you should be someone that's considered to be.
I'll answer that question.
Okay.
Part two. Check that it's fact check that it's podcast. It's been a long day, all man. Happy New Year.